Maddie and Nick. Weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Draw? A draw. You've got to be kidding me.
They deserve better. We deserve better.
A draw.
No one's happy about it.
As they shouldn't be.
Well, some people are happy about it.
That's what Adam...
Yeah, Deontay Wilder.
That's what Adam Thielen said to Belichick yesterday on the field. He's like, it should have been a draw. And that's when he was like, shut the blank up.
That was awesome. That was my highlight of the weekend.
That's the highlight of the NFL season.
Watching Belichick tell that receiver to shut the F up, shut the F up. Go back to your sideline. Fantastic.
Woo!
Fury got hosed. He got hosed, Davey.
Yeah, I think he won that fight from what I saw and read. But
he outboxed him.
Yeah, he was controlling most of that fight.
Two knockdowns do not a victory make, because you know what? He got up.
Nick, I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm not Teddy Atlas. But from what I saw, he won the fight.
Teddy Atlas was upset.
Was he furious?
Yes.
He thought he won too? Fury?
He was screaming. He was screaming because he was saying, you know, these boxers leave it all on the line. And they leave that ring with less than what they came in with physically.
Just like the show.
Yeah, pretty much. And for the judges to call it like that, you know, it affects millions of dollars. It affects people's careers, their livelihoods.
Yeah. Well, I think that sets up a super fight second, though.
Oh, so the rematch. You could rejoice in that.
It's good for boxing
in terms of that. There was a rematch clause, I believe. So
yeah,
they'll be going back after it. But
Was that when Tim Allen becomes Santa, the rematch clause?
I love that movie.
Wow. Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
The Santa Claus?
Yeah, the Santa Claus.
That's he was like
terrible.
9 when it came out.
Yeah,
we were like terrible.
Yeah,
Nick and I were like 40.
Yeah.
Someone told me, though.
Actually, I got Shawshanked into it the other night. Sorry.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, 'tis the season. I don't know if you... Stop me if you've heard that before, but... 'Tis the season.
That was Big Poppy Claus.
You know who we haven't heard from is Santa Claus in a while.
I heard that the Christmas Chronicles on Netflix with Kurt Russell is great.
What is that? A movie about Santa?
Yeah, it's just like... It's good, Kaiser?
Yeah. Kaiser says yes, thumbs up.
Excellent.
All right, I'll check
it out. That's another, I read a couple of great reviews. Like, if you're looking for a quality new Christmas movie, that the Christmas Chronicles... I mean, dude, Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus. How the hell... What am I supposed to go wrong with that. How do you go wrong with that?
508 says, we as listeners end up with less at the end of your show. We came out. I already made that joke, 508, about 35 seconds ago, but that's okay. Everyone have a good weekend, I did the tree. Mm-hmm. I decorated. I did the lights out front.
We did, too.
Excellent work. We have a tree.
The tree is up.
And
we had to account for all the good ornaments have to go high up on the tree or they have to sit for a year.
How did you do after red eye? Because we're at the fight. And then we red eyed home Friday. Got the day off, thank God. Thank you, Joe. PD Joe. We needed it because we were all exhausted.
I slept a half an hour from Thursday morning until Saturday.
Oh, I literally slept the whole day Friday.
You know what?
I'm sorry, guys.
You're the Vikings receiver. Look at Belichick. Yeah. Shut the blank up.
I played golf Friday, exhausted, and then played again Saturday.
Don't rub it in.
Jeez, man. And played 9 this morning.
I got home, had to make breakfast for 3, and then was handed a 1.5-year-old and like, see ya.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
978. Ho, ho, ho. Go F yourselves. Thank you, 978. Angry Santa.
Oh, 774. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought the Christmas Chronicles was terrible.
No, see? You know.
508. It's amazing.
All right.
Rudolph's not in it. Spoiler alert!
Let's get a review from Kaiser. Kaiser, get on that one.
Right.
I think that one works better. You saw it?
Yes.
This is Kaiser, sometimes fills in for us.
It's one of those Christmas movies that... It is a dumb Christmas movie, so let's start there.
Okay.
But it has just enough entertainment for you to be like, okay, I can watch this. I can watch... Because all Christmas movies are kind of stupid. Can we admit
that? No, Santa Claus is not.
Jingle all the way.
It's a great movie.
That's recently been brought into the Smithsonian. It's in the AFI.
It has just the right amount of humor for the kids for the adults, so you're both entertained.
All right.
So it's good to watch. It's worth a watch, maybe not a second watch.
All right, well, I'll check it out. Because I am looking for some new Christmas blood, as it were.
Right, and I got a 5-year-old I'm introducing to everything beyond just Snoopy and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And by the way, there were a bevy of articles that came out last week after Rudolph ran. And then they always run it too early. It's always like the Tuesday or Wednesday right after Thanksgiving. Bevy of pieces that came out last week. This is a twisted Christmas tale. You shouldn't let your kids watch it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is messed up. Who was on that first?
Us. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some I read somewhere someone banned it. Banned playing it because there was a bullying message or something ridiculous.
Well, of course it is.
That's fine.
And how about that scene early on when the trainer calls Rudolph the N-word?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
It happens. 978 says that movie was filmed in Lowell.
From Lowell in the movie.
Santa Claus has a crippling fentanyl habit?
Nick! God! How dare you! Lowell is a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Lies.
978 Scrooged is the best Christmas movie.
Don't 781. We're not getting into it. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Did you guys hear the controversy about the Christmas song? That's now been banned on the radio stations.
Oh, yeah. It's Baby it's cold outside. Because it's hashtag me too. You didn't need to see this?
It's that started last year. Yeah, it's been banned?
On some radio stations. Because it's a little rapey.
But it's really not.
But you read the lyrics.
No, I have.
It's in a charming 50s type of way.
In a Spanish Fly Bill Cosby kind of way.
Well, there you go. All right. We have a lot on the show today.
I don't know about that. Hold on.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
We've banned Baby It's Cold Outside. Come on.
She's into it in the song.
Yeah, she is.
No, okay, but she's teasing him. She's all like, I really can't stay. But you're like, but Baby It's Cold Outside. You're trying to convince the chick to stay over.
I'll be quiet as a mouse, baby, it's cold outside.
She's like, no.
Come on
she's...
over to Cosby's house, baby, it's cold outside.
Please let go of my arm.
I won't do you much harm. You're the prettiest I've seen. My name's Harvey Weinstein. Come on. How about you want to ban a Christmas song?
Christmas Shoes is more insulting to me than Baby
It's
Cold Outside.
That's the worst song
ever
made, period.
That is the most pandering, horrible song ever written.
Wait, I think we actually have
Christmas Shoes.
Isn't that the Christmas cards have all been sent?
The Christmas shoes came into town.
Yeah, I think we have a clip.
And then I started to wear a frown because mom got cancer.
Yeah, it's the horrible one with the kid. It's so...
Right.
I'm thinking of the Carpenters.
It's so modeling.
It should be called, I'm going to write a song and try to make you cry.
I'm getting That's nothing for Christmas is the song that should be banned.
Oh. You want to know what the name of the drop is?
Yeah, from last year.
Drop Maddie Dying Cancer Boy song.
All right. And a dying boy with cancer wanted shoes for his dying mother who's dying of cancer.
That's pretty much the song.
Now, we could honestly write a song called... the Christmas AIDS bomb.
Yeah, right.
And that would be less offensive to me than Christmas Shoes.
Oh, I hate that song.
Dude, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. The kid comes out and says, I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. The kid literally murders somebody in a junior mob hit. Oh, you're not getting anything for Christmas? You want to know why? You're going to spend 4 to 6 in juvie, you little POS.
Because you committed assault.
Because you committed a felony.
That's where men wear men.
Yeah, you know what?
The good old days when you could just whack someone with a baseball
bat. I was talking to someone yesterday. You know what? We were opining on the way to the Pats game yesterday for the good old days. You know, like someone told us, or maybe it was in a biography or a little piece about Frank Sinatra about how maybe it was in that great GQ piece on Sinatra where he used to go out to dinner, whether it was in Jersey or Vegas, and if there was a scrape, a dust up, or a little bit of an issue where he might hit on someone's girl, hey, that's my girl, Mr. Sinatra, pow. Couple pops later, someone used to just walk around with a roll of hundreds and be like,
hey, pay people up.
Yeah, clean. Yeah. Why don't you get her a nice dress? Clean yourself up. This never happened.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was like, oh, man, I miss those days.
Yeah, seriously. That's why I carry around.
Don't do it.
I'll stop.
Oh, a Venmo? I don't even know.
He has a shirt with his PayPal address
on
it.
Exactly. Maddie just thinks Venmo is Venom misspelled.
Was that Venom? All right. Listen. We got a lot to get to on this show. It's a Monsterland Monday. That's news to us. Got a little Monday putt, too, I think. Monday's putt.
Oh, wow.
Fitzy, your generic radio voicemail.
Are we going to do the Black Crows between Monday's putt and Monsterland?
Probably.
Oh, please.
And then I think we're going to do, which we normally do on Wednesdays, right? We're going to do Kyle's Unbelievable News thing because this week is the Rock for Change. So the week is going to be filled up with your music requests.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have much content as usual, so we're going to get all the content out now. Also, we'll probably talk about the passing of not Gandhi, George Bush.
See that message between father and son?
Oh, my God.
Last words.
Yeah.
You think that's really what he's in?
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what
No,
I
you know
wondering.
What he really... He sang him Christmas Shoes.
No, you know what he called up? He's like, you were a great dad. And then HW was like, shut the F up.
Maddie and Nick, you can leave us a voicemail on our voicemail line. Please do so. We play the best of your messages to us at around 6:20 every night. That number, if you want to get in on the show and tell your friends, hey, listen tonight at 6:20, I'm going to be on Maddie and Nick. Just call this number, 617-779-5454. Get creative, get mean, get funny, get lovely, whatever it is you want to do, 617-779-5454. Maybe tell us about your views on the fight or how you spent your weekend as we shared ours.
And a shocking turn of events, the text line at 97107 totally agrees with the banning of Baby It's Cold Outside, said nobody. Hashtag Nation of Pussies, says 774.
See, and I've said it once, I'll say it again, Nick. It's the 0.5% nowadays, and perhaps always throughout humankind history, it's the 5% that we hear from and that affect change, unfortunately, a lot of times. Because the majority of people that you talk to today are just going to work. I would bet every penny I have, if you polled 30 people on the streets, people who are working and just going to work and have families, and you said to them, hey, we've banned Baby It's Cold Outside, one or two of them would go, good. The rest would go, really? Why? That's
yeah,
stupid.
Why?
That's stupid.
What
most people just don't. It's that vocal, like Stern used to talk about. The reason he got suspended and fined wasn't because people were taken to the streets against Stern. It's because one angry housewife started a campaign against him and wrote letter
offensive.
After letter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Same with Minahan. Down the hall, it was one dude who didn't like what he joked about or what he said and just went to the advertisers and fought. So it's like these 0.5%. No one cares. No one's truly bothered by that song. It's just a very small group.
A waste of time.
Ugh.
I'm definitely putting down $100 Wednesday morning and having it played.
Yeah,
ooh,
all right.
That'd be
good
funny.
For you.
Yeah, and I'm gonna sing
funny.
And I'm gonna sing along and touch
I wonder
myself.
Who I'll play for money. I'll spend some money. I'm gonna play a couple.
I spent money last year.
Yeah, me too.
You both
what did
good.
I have?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember.
What did I have?
You
did a Black Crowes.
Yeah,
song.
I did the Crowes. This year I'll do Magpie.
You weren't
no, no, no. He had it played. He called in from Oak Island.
Yeah, that's
Island.
Right.
And then never paid. He stiffed Rock for Change.
That's not true.
Maddie doesn't like charity.
Half true. I think this year I'll play some Magpie and I'll play some Rocket Science.
Last year, you know, good. You play what you want to hear. Last year, your friend Nick paid money so that our song could air.
What?
I paid money. Is there a fan on?
You and I have, yeah, what is that noise? You and I have a song?
Yes, our 12 Mass Holes of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I paid to get prime
time real estate. Yeah.
I had to pay for our own song to air on our own show. Rock for Change is a beautiful thing. And Greg's got his Jingle All the Way fundraiser run on Saturday, too. Man, Hillman is cleaning up.
Last year for the Rock for Change, we raised over $100,000.
No, we didn't.
We not?
Nope.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, I was working hard.
I'm just kidding. You're a big part of it.
Yeah, we got working hard. You were first in when the pizzas arrived. And
damn right. What's the... what song does Hillman love? Oh, he loves the that song by the Waitresses. And Christmas Eve, I found my favorite party. Merry Christmas.
And this song is going to drive me nuts.
It always killed me that he loved that song. And I always hated it until I found out he loved it. And then I kind of listened to it with a new ear. And he's right. It's a great song. It's a chick song. Because like, oh, boy, who did I run into? That hot guy who I've been bumping into. Those aren't the actual lyrics. But now, Stiz. Save that drop. I believe we have some sound from the post-fight. Fury and... okay, well, we'll do that after.
So
we're
boxing, golf, nonsense, and more when we return.
Look, I could take 10 years, and it's been years and years. It's the same garbage, the same trash. I have no choice. I've been in this business 40 years of life. Where am I going to go? I got nowhere to go. But if I did, I'd get the hell out of it. I'm sick and tired of watching these fighters that put everything on the line. They get in the ring, they come out of the ring with less of themselves physically than they had when they went in. And this gets done to them by a bunch of cowards at ringside that never took a punch in their life. I'm sick of it.
That's new program director Joe Calgaro
with our
one of our afternoon show meetings.
Performance review of our show last week.
No, that, of course, Teddy Atlas, the great and passionate boxing analyst.
I love that.
Yeah, he's
I
great.
Love that. I heard on, I was listening to a podcast this morning talking NFL and the boxing match, and the takeaway was, like, why do we have this dumb, archaic system where there's only three judges? Because if one is either an idiot, has losing their mind, or is just
on
like
the take,
in the tank, the take, the next thing you know, the fight's screwed.
I would say that even if Fury,
you got nine Supreme Court justices, but only three judges at a boxing match. Come on,
yeah, it's weird.
And there are millions of dollars.
I wonder how much counts millions. For Fury. Clearly won it again, from what I saw and read, but. You know, he did get knocked down twice. So
you wonder if, and knocked out once, actually.
Yeah. So you wonder if that. Yeah.
Okay, so those are 10-8 rounds. But still,
exactly.
if you win, even if you got
two 10-8 rounds.
If you win all the other rounds, then that's still a clear. Like, how the hell is it 115, 111?
Yeah.
Wilder. Each way. Crazy. That
all
judge.
Right. We'll get more into that and much, much more. Yeah, some people are saying, Nick, that they. Like 603 says, the reason there's only three judges and the reason, you know, we're talking about controversial decisions in heavyweight fights is so it can be fixed so they can get this for three more fights. But my only concern with that is, or, you know, the reason this fight was a draw was to get another fight or something like that, or the reason a judge scored it high. This fight, listen, unless someone knocks, there's nothing that could have happened in this fight in a way that wouldn't warrant a second fight, unless someone so dominated the other guy, you know, where it was just disgusting. Like, all right, he's not in the same class. Then you're, but it's, you know, if they had, whether he had won or not, whether Fury wins or not, they still would, they'd still get a second fight out of it. You know what I mean? There's enough bad blood there, and it was a good enough fight that it kind of the ending. It's almost like Rocky won. No one even knows that he lost that fight.
It was compared to Rocky one in that podcast I listened to earlier.
Oh.
Where Wilder was Apollo Creed, and after 14, he thought he won it, and there's Rock waving him up.
Yeah, and
ring.
Then Apollo does the thing where he hangs his head like, oh, my God, this guy won't quit.
Here's the moment right here.
I can do it.
You know, he went on the road to beat Vladimir Klitschko in a fight. He was a 6-1 underdog. Here he is on the road against Deontay Wilder, looking for all the world like he's pulling another upset.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury. Oh, God!
Heard that one. That's proof right there. People were calling it a slow count. It was not a slow count. That's proof right there.
Yeah.
He does 6, 7, 8, 9. Can you continue? Because he's on his feet by 9.
You want to go?
Not a slow count. So, yeah, man.
How he got up from that, I will never know.
Heard that leather.
I will never
play
know.
Play that one more time. Yeah, that was a pop.
Oof.
That was a pop.
You know, he went on the road to beat Vladimir Klitschko in a fight. He was a 6-1 underdog. Here he is on the road against Deontay Wilder, looking for all the world like he's pulling another upset.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury.
Oh! That's how I'm going to do the stiz if he hits another wrong button.
Remember, guys.
Yes.
Jerry Cooney told us he thought Wilder would take him out between rounds 3 and 6.
Right.
And that big, tall Guy Ritchie film badass went the distance with him, and most people say he won. That guy's, I am so, so Team Fury right now.
Yeah, and this guy, funny, too. Did you hear him singing at the press conference?
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Oh, my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and wine.
Come on, Freddie!
This'll be the day that I die.
I don't think that song is funny. Not gonna do it.
Unbelievable. That guy's a character. I'm in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's just crazy and fun, and that's what a fighter should be. It probably has to be a little bit. a good and you know what? Heavyweight fighting needs guys like this. You know what I mean? It's as you said, Nick, a couple times on Media Row, it's lost a little bit of its luster. Mm. And we got two incredible athletes with big personalities.
Still both unblemished. Their records are unsullied, technically, because it was a draw.
Yep. All right.
Guess we'll have to go back to L.A. for the rematch.
I guess so.
Get ready, Jim Gray.
In a passion play, crumbling away, I'm your source of self-destruction. Things I walk with fear, sucking darkest wind, leaving all your death construction. This you won't see, what is all you need, dedicated to how I'm killing you. I'm rolling faster.
Hot new track from DJT Radio, Donald Trump, President's Radio. That's his hot new track, Master of Puppets.
The internet is undefeated.
Donald Trump.
Remaining undefeated. They're no draw. Doesn't matter. You can try and knock it out all you want. Never knock me down, Ray.
It's amazing how effeminate it makes him sound.
What's the auto-tune?
I know. Obey your master. He almost sounds meek. Trump is not meek.
Someone had a lot of free time on their hands.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And just think about how painstaking the editing has to be those every single word.
Remember Fallon had a bit where they would take every single word, and that was video.
And they would throw pies at each other and then just laugh.
That was loony.
Yeah, does he do like those auto-tune
mashups? Yeah, they would clip words, like individual words of people. I remember going like, oh my God, that must just take hundreds of hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Someone gets paid good American dollars to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, someone doesn't get paid good money, American dollars, to compile sound, but we make them do it anyway, and that's Stiz Grimy. We're going to do a little That's News to Us, our fun news sound game. Right now, a little disturbed. Are you ready? You know, Nick, we have a contest coming up, which we're going to talk about very, very soon, involving Christmas and Disturbed, and people are going to love this contest.
Are they really?
So don't go anywhere.
Okay, cool. I'll be right here.
All right.